What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of The Weekly Paradox. So The Weekly Paradox is essentially a sneak peek into a weekly Vision Paradox check-in meeting. So this recording is from our November 21st check-in meeting. So in this episode, we talk about the importance of balancing work, personal life, and how to navigate challenges, especially during power outages and busy schedules. Insights into the financial strategies of billionaires like Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk and how they've created value in the market. The significance of adapting to a new platform and technologies early on in your career or business, the art of guiding someone new to watching anime, with tips on how to suggest shows based on personal preferences, and the value of taking time off work to rest, recharge, and why it's crucial for maintaining productivity and mental health. One hell of a check-in meeting. Hope you guys are ready for it. Enjoy.
Okay, so let's get started. Okay, let's go boom. Bernie's here. From. Okay. So updates. Not so much priority list. I've been busy with moving things. Okay, so I'll start grateful for grateful that Temper Tantrum finished their routine this weekend. All new choreography, all new everything, and it's pretty fun. It's a really, really fun set. So, yeah, and it's like it's not long. It's only like a 3-minute set, which is, and it's like, you know, it's TV appropriate. biggest win. I'd say biggest win right now is like I'm seeing like a lot of results on my YouTube channel in terms of monetization. I've like last month I hit my first like $200 month, and this month I'm doing my first $400 month, and it's on track to be $500. And my goal is to have like get close to 1,000. So we'll see. And then yeah, biggest lesson, man. I'd say like when you have purpose, you just do whatever it takes. Cause yeah, this friggin' weekend was exhausting. From Friday to Sunday, I didn't not stop. Friday was helping Lauren pack her stuff, and then all the way to Saturday morning. Then from there, Temper Tantrum rehearsal from 11 to 3. Then from there, had a call time to do a show, did a musical. I did a musical from like I was supposed to be there at 12 but we came late, and all the way until like 9. Yeah, we missed a tech rehearsal because we're just the dancers. We're not needed to be on everything. So yeah, so we were so performed, and after that we did a like the cast celebration, so on a nice rooftop bar. And then I just dropped you off, right?
Yeah. And then you guys, yeah, dropping off on you guys.
Did I continue moving?
Probably in the morning. I don't know. Well, you came back. Oh yeah, you did, because you came back here.
Okay. Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. And then I dropped you off. Did some more packing and moving stuff in the morning. Then 11 to 4, had a 5-hour rehearsal with Temper Tantrum. Then workshops from 6 to 9. Then from 10 to 4. Moved more of Lauren's stuff completely out, then came back here around 5 or 6 to sleep a little bit, but to take Max to her job interview. And that's where we are today.
And we're here.
Damn. I don't want to be an adult anymore. I'm pretty sure I'll have to do something like that pretty soon.
Yeah, so, yeah, what am I excited for this week? Excited for Jordan to be here. Excited for not having to film PWS, because I can actually I'm just excited to be at home for a bit to edit and work on stuff. Excited that we have conversation with 2 or 3 prospects for us. So, which I'm excited for. What I complete last week, I don't fucking know at this point, dude. I'm just like, let's get everything done. Oh, okay. I know we filmed PWS stuff, so I got to film a new part of their business that I didn't know, which is like these master ceramists that make the teeth, and they're just like essentially just making it from whatever it is, clay or whatever, porcelain, whatever. But the teeth look, it's just watching them make the teeth for these veneers. Filmed that. I know. Set up the Black Friday ads, reviewed this. Yeah.
I think the ceramics work can be like pretty potentially viral on TikTok. So if you
It's uploading. I'm sending it to you. I'm gonna be like, all right, have fun.
Nice.
So the only thing they ask is they're all Japanese and they're very shy. And they were just like, don't show us.
Just
show the hands. I did a lot of close ups on the hands, but if there happens to be faces, don't show the faces. What else was there? Set up the Black Friday ads. Finalizing the social media report on that, and did a lot of MRTV stuff, and prospected a lot. I did. I was experimenting with some prospecting ideas, and also set up our email newsletter that I've been wanting to experiment with. Okay, so what am I working on? Getting Camilo those new files, locking down these three prospects. One's for YouTube, but majority of it is editing. So two of them are like potentially just for YouTube. Like what we're doing for Dr. Frey, like we just do like, here's the talking head. We make micro content and then we make thumbnails. I'm just trying to negotiate with that. Same thing with, I don't know if you guys remember Dez, like a while back. No, you guys weren't working with, no. You guys were not working with Dez. Okay, never mind. Okay, this is.
He follows me on Insta.
So yeah, he's an old client, but he's also an old friend. So he wants us to do his YouTube. What do you call it? He's the one that created who co-founded Festi. But I talked to him, he's got another business now, flipping boards, and that's like literally his business. He's making six figures off it. Just selling boards, and now he wants to expand going back into the original thing I told him to do, which is like talk about entrepreneurship, because that's so easy to do. Has experience in the tech space, experience doing like that, the experiences as a professional basketball player. He's the one that Temper Tantrum played against. But yeah, so he has a variety of experiences I think people would enjoy hearing. Yeah, lock that down. And then also still trying to lock down this friggin' events company. I was supposed to meet with him on Friday, but so the schedules have been hectic, and I already said there's another events company I'm talking to. What's in the way of completing my task? It's the lack of time I have. God, give me more, please.
Give me more MRI.
I'm glad this is recorded because you can use that as a jingle.
Yeah.
So you can send it to your therapist.
So you don't have to explain anything.
How I'm feeling right now.
I'm gonna use that as a TikTok sound. I mean,
the potential layered.
I feel like if you send it to your therapist, he's just gonna respond, "Nope, I'm not touching that with a 50-foot pole." Nope,
you're wrong. They're gonna be like, "I'm gonna need to talk to my supervisor with this one." Resources I need. I think I just need some time to figure out what I can delegate. Because most of the time, like, do I? Because when it comes to delegating, I have to also give you the assets and figure out where that is. Most of the time, I'm like, shit, I'm just gonna do it now. Damn it,
it's gonna take too long. I can just do it.
And yeah. Okay. If someone asked to be your apprentice to learn all you know, that's what would you teach them? I would teach them why Backstreet is back. All right. What would I teach them? Shit.
Yeah, because you know a bunch of things.
I don't know. What do you I think
you know a bunch of things.
Ooh, let me flip it. Pick a, what do you think I would teach? Because I'm being lazy.
Do I want to answer this funny? Or I'm just like
you can evolve.
I'll be an asshole. No. I think you would be just really good at teaching how to like progress. I can't figure out the word progress or like level up in terms of if someone wants to get into like social media stuff. Like clearly you own a company. So like, I think you could teach them that. Or I don't know.
I got it. There's how to overwork yourself and not die trying.
Oh my gosh.
And survive.
Yeah.
How to run a company, how to be a good boyfriend to do, and be a semi decent dad.
Semi show.
Is nobody gonna really say the whole dance thing? Like, don't you have a whole an online course for dancing?
We're not gonna.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point.
You can teach dance. You literally have classes.
Yeah, classes. Yeah. I feel like it's just so obvious. It's like,
we'll just ignore that.
Okay, how to turn dancing into an actual career that you can make money off after you've. Past a certain age. I do not mean that sarcastic.
What are you trying to say, huh?
No. It's because you keep saying the whole back thing, but like you're one of the few people that I know that even if like they're past their prime, they'll still be dancing on YouTube. They'll still be like reacting to videos on YouTube and judging everybody. And I'm not gonna lie, you're like that's kind of awesome.
Thank you. Past my prime.
Oh my gosh.
Also, Rosie,
he's gonna go get new knees.
I'm gonna go run now.
He's gonna go get new knees now. God damn. What have you done, Rick?
Okay, let's pass the ball off. Okay, thank you guys. Let's pass the ball off to Bernie. Yeah, we missed you last week. You're muted.
Okay, now I'm not. Well, sorry to miss you guys last week, because I got into some kind of fucking relapse.
Oh.
But I'm a little better. Yeah. Grateful for being back here in Iba. It's been a while. I've been in Manila for more than a month. And fresh air and seeing the water. Yeah, it's really good. So that's something I'm grateful for, because when would be, I would say, the kids' performance in the competition.
So
we got 5 medals out of 7 competing.
Hell yeah!
Nice.
So, wow. But some actually has few people in their division, but still, it means a lot to the kids to go up in the podium and get their medal. Or to fight, because I have like this special student. He's been with me for 5 years and he has 5 disabilities. He has ADHD, he has autism, he has a learning disability and a bunch more.
Oh, wow.
And to see him like not throwing a tantrum, to see him like fight, his mom was like shouting, crying, laughing, crazy. So the mom looked a lot crazier, and it was really heartwarming. And his words was like, "Coach, I didn't get," in his like super big voice, "Coach, I didn't get a medal. I didn't get a gold medal, but I got a silver medal or a bronze. I think he got bronze. I got a bronze medal. Please don't kick me out of the team, because I promise I'm gonna get a gold. I'm gonna get a gold next time." So it was like, okay, this is doing him like really pretty well. So yeah. I think that's something that I'm really happy about.
Please do not take this the wrong way, but what are you doing to those children? Like
the Filipino.
I think it's a brown person.
Like, a brown person thing, actually.
Like, you have to be the top, like, in air. Like, it's not, I don't know, like.
Asian thing.
I mean, I get it. Like, my parents were the same when I was young. If you don't get an A, you're like, go to your grandma's house. We don't want.
Oh, if you told me go to your grandma's house, I get kicked out. You got nowhere to go.
So, yeah, that's something happy. Biggest lesson is two things. One is, if you fall and you keep on falling, rise up. And the other would be, just people are assholes. Because it was like, there was this one teammate of mine. She was a recruit, and she was a really weird way back from college. She was like stealing her clothes and shit, and shoes and shit, and even alcohols and competition. And it was funny because my cousin played after being on a judo break for more than 10 years. So it was his comeback competition. And on the last match that he lost, I saw this fucking teammate of mine like laughing really hard when my cousin lost. And it was just really weird how evil like people could be. I mean,
yeah.
It was purely evil. I was looking at her from like the other side of the venue, and it was like, what the fuck? You fucking idiot. I just wanna go up there and punch her face. Yeah. What am I excited about this week? To see the puppies. You guys knew that we adopted like a local dog. Yeah. But she didn't give birth here because she knows I go away from time to time, and my dog is really nosy about things. And so she went back to her original owner and she gave birth. And I'm excited to see the puppies. So yeah. Completed last week SEO scheduling for, is that mine? Or am I hearing things?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Okay. So yeah. SEO, PWS, bunch of stuff. Working on putting the email for in Mailier, right? Yeah, and a bunch of schedules for the rest of the scheduling for temper tantrum and stuff and the rest of SEO, just like the usual. What's getting in the way of completing your task? A stable mind, I would say. Oh, if there's a way, but yes, I know. I'm so, if somebody has to be your apprentice and learn what you know, what would you teach them? I would say this is like a judo trick that one of my seniors taught me, and one of the seniors, so it runs in LaSalle. It's a straight arm bar from guard, and it's weird because it looks harmless, but it breaks the opponent's bone in like seconds. And yes, I guess I haven't taught it to any of my students because there's number one, they're still young. And number two, it feels kind of really evil not to give the person a chance to tap out, but once you go into collegiate, it's the only way it works, right? So yeah, I think I'm gonna teach it to my first student who's gonna play in college. Or maybe play international to get like a shrew win. So yeah. That's it for me.
Sick. All right. Good to have you here. Let's pass
it off. Yeah, good to see you guys.
But let's pass it off to Rick.
What am I grateful for? Very calm week. Everything that's happened has been perfect. I mean, except for the fact that I got into two fights, I almost broke my glasses and stuff like that. Oh, I'm very grateful for my new glasses. I just ordered a pair of new glasses, so that I'm very grateful for.
Oh yeah.
The look at my parents, the look at my father when he found out the price. Because it's the first time he's ever bought with me anything in the last, like, 7 years. Oh, so I'm buying, like, expensive glasses because I want them to, like, I want them to stay for, like, the next 2 years at the very least start getting broken. And he's like, you know what? Your money, I'm not touching the other 50 football. Not my circus, not my monkeys.
Yo, how much are glasses there? Because here in Argentina, like, we are fucked up in almost every other way, but we have a pretty good, like,
it's healthcare the same
pricing.
Well, how much was it?
Before the discount for, because God bless, like, the healthcare that there's an engineering society here, so like, if you don't work as an engineer, you get healthcare, you get some benefits from them. Before the discount, it was 200. After, it was 50. He only saw the 200. $200.
How much did you pay after?
50.
Oh.
Wow.
Nice. Wow. Nice.
Well, yeah, I get 75% off in like every single hospital in Egypt. And in like half of the like glass stores, I get like loan benefits if I want to take out a loan from a bank for no specific reason, for a car, for a house, for anything. They don't ask. They just like show us like your engineering ID and we good.
And oh, wow.
You're in debt now.
Congratulations, so, you're in debt now.
You're an adult.
No, I'm not joking. You guys think I'm joking, but they actually say that. You take out a loan here. Like, bankers here have a very twisted sense of humor.
Congratulations, you have $1 million.
Mm-hmm. You owe us now. Yeah. Go ahead.
Biggest win would be, I don't know, to be honest. Like I said, it's been like a really calm week, so I'm really grateful for that. Like, nothing too crazy has happened. Everything like I can control, and I'm okay with that. Except for one thing that I'm ready to talk about right now, because I'm not sure how I feel about what happened. But essentially, it's either a very good thing or life has sent me like a slap in the face.
Wow.
Biggest lesson: you are who you think you are. Self-reflection is important. Sadly, actually, there's something I'm really grateful for. Clarity. You guys ever watch those like martial arts movies and like before like the dude's defeated, his brain or his body comes up with a way to win and acts like almost instant, like on instinct?
Yeah, there's like, I've seen that in like every Rocky movie.
Yeah,
Creed, Karate Kid, all the martial arts films.
Yeah, like this week it's like been everything. At work, like the stuff I've been stuck on for like months. Suddenly, I have a solution. I don't know where it's coming from, and it's like if I don't act now, I'm gonna forget it. At the gym, I put on 10 kilos on literally every machine I was working on. So and it was like it wasn't hard. So I'm very happy about that, to be honest.
Nice.
Yay to muscle gain. Yay to taking your anger out and at the gym. I think Camilo's.
Put it in a muscle.
I respect the grind, like.
Oh, so many ringtones in this.
Bro, but put like 10 kilos is a fucking lot. That's fucking amazing.
Last week I was struggling with the 5, and suddenly like this week, I'm like I took like a day off and like started back and like I started chest.
Probably what you needed.
Like, okay. Okay, like 7.5. Okay, that's weird. Why is it light? 10. That's weird. Still light. I went up to 15, and it was good. And then like I'm at the top. I topped off in 17.5, and I'm like, yes, yeah. And all of this with my coach next to me, and he's like, your form is finally good. Like I didn't have to correct anything, and I'm like, oh God, what's gonna happen this week? Yeah. what did I incur?
Dude, like, fucking chill, man. Like, when you train, you can't like progress linearly upside. Like, you have to take like stepping stones upwards.
So I know, but like,
you get better, then you plateau, then you get better again, then you plateau again, and so on.
Yeah, I've been in the plateau stage for so long, Camilo. Like so long, like even my coach was like like, get better, dude. Like, this is, like, this is not, you've been training for 3 months. You should be better by now.
Get good, scrub.
What did I complete last week? A lot of thumbnails, Black Friday posts for PWS. I didn't get any, like, I don't know what you thought of them, because, like,
it was great, because to the point where I just approved it. I'm like, okay, cool. This is exactly what they need, because they said run it ASAP. I'm like, nice. Cool.
Sayless.
Rick, let's do once you're done. Once it was done, like they're like, just run it. I'm like, so no approvals needed. Cool. We just go.
Like, it freaks me out. Like, for thumbnails, like, okay, I got the gist. I got, like, the vibe for the channels. But for, like, PWS, like, their content freaks me out because, like, you'll prove it. And I'm like, really? No comments at all?
It is scary.
Are you sure?
Because it's, like, New Frontier is like, yeah, we're doing good. Am I really?
Really?
Am I? Yeah, but yeah, it was good.
It's like they pause the, like, the stuff for their graphic design. It's like there's time between them. Like,
yeah,
like that's what freaks me out a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't said anything yet, but we're already running ads, and we've gone. we've already gotten 4 leads from the ads. Hey. So yeah.
Yes. Okay. Working on, I think I scheduled like 2 thumbnails, but I'll come out. Just schedule, like, I think, like, work and the gym have now become my form of meditation.
Let's go.
Yeah.
What's getting in the way of completing your task, or what resources do I need? To quote Max on this one, I need another brain. or like the shadow clone jutsu technique, like just clones everywhere. Like, it doesn't have to be like 1,000 like Naruto. Just give me 4. I'll take over the world with 4. If someone asks you to be your apprentice, then I've actually done this before. Before I started working for Emery, I used to train people to become freelancers in different fields, like ads, graphic design, video editing, and like would just take 10% of their profit after just training them for like 2 months, for like 6 months after that. That's like a really good form of passive income.
Yeah,
that's a normal question. We have to make it weird.
Besides that,
yeah,
something you haven't
done. How to read an insane amount of manga and manhwa and binge watch like so many shows in a week. Like, a friend gave me like a show like 3 days ago. I'm on season 5. I'm not even sure how I'm on season 5.
Wait, what show?
The Office. I've actually never seen The Office.
It's the I one have mainstream not seen the show
right. that I have never seen. It is amazing.
Yeah, right.
There is a guy that I'm pretty sure the dude's a serial killer.
Yeah, like, great.
Towards the end, The Office becomes a little mid.
Yeah, I like the other what format that I liked was Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec.
Mm. Oh yeah. I did not expect to like that show.
Yeah.
It was like... did anybody see the reboot they did for How I Met Your Mother? How I Met Your Father?
No. Mid.
It was an insult, dude.
With Hillary Duff,
mid.
Right?
I love her, but mid.
They were too attractive. I'm sorry. Nobody is that attractive in
New York?
Life.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, they are in New York.
The fuck, they are.
Really?
Yeah,
the ratio is heavenly.
In my 20s, I have slept with so many girls, and they were all 10s. I don't know how.
Yeah, that makes me a 10.
Okay, that like that pisses. That makes me hate the show even more.
People
like,
are
get down to our level. We are normal people here. I'm a 6 at best. Seriously, and I'm a 6 because of my money.
People think the most attractive people are in Los Angeles. No, they're in New York.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna have to agree with that because people come to LA for the entertainment part, and sometimes those people in the entertainment industry, they do things to try to look the part.
Yeah,
over there in New York, they're like a lot of people, at least from the people I met, they're like working and they happen to also be attractive.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, I feel like if you guys went were there, I think you'd pull. So
I pulled.
So
I'm not gonna lie, I, like this pisses me off on a personal level. Like, I'm unattractive here. How unattractive would I be in New York?
No. Here's the thing that would pull. Like, you're the fact that you're from Egypt, and like you have a story, and then you and they'll be like your accent. How do you speak so English so well?
Okay, that's insulting.
Oh, come on! Like they
insulting.
Like, I was growing up here. They used to always say that. Like, dude, I don't know Arabic. I learned Arabic when I was 15. When I got back to Egypt. And the whole pyramids thing. Oh my god, do you guys live in pyramids there?
That's stupid.
And the problem was, I couldn't rebut, like, I couldn't say, oh no, we don't live there. Like, dude, don't be an idiot. Because I've never been there. I moved to America when I was 3 years old. I left when I was 15 or 16. So I'd never, been to Egypt before then. And I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? They live in pyramids. That seems like a logical solution. You guys are in the 21st century. Somehow we're in the 21st century, but BC.
That's where you have to, when you have to say, like, you speak English because it's the only language you can speak. I speak English because it's the only language you can understand.
Oh,
turn around and leave.
Let's go.
Yeah, that's good.
Multilingual, what's up?
But I believe speak fluently in the language of love.
Ah. Yeah, you know what? You could give a course on being like dad jokes. Just dad
there
jokes.
You go.
There it is.
There we go.
Of course.
That's it.
Yeah, like not like on like a beginner level. No, dude, you could take someone like on professional. Like they could just say that. Like you need a YouTube channel, dude, where you just say dad jokes.
No, you could have a beginner level.
Go to
level.
Your barber, dye your hair, and just say to the dude dad jokes all like the entire session.
Top 10 dad
and
jokes.
And see what he does to your hair. Like,
there's a channel that has like a competition of dad jokes. I
yeah.
Think.
Yeah.
I've seen it a couple of times.
Submit something, please. I feel like you'd rank nationally. If not internationally.
Damn.
First time.
Okay. Okay, you already answered. So next, let's pass the ball off to Rosie.
Thank you. What am I grateful for? I'm grateful for my friends. We had a Friendsgiving this past weekend. Oh my, it was the first time all five of us were together in one room, you know, because the past, like where we would meet up, one's always missing. So it was like so cool. We're like, yeah, it's crazy. So it was nice to see everyone. Biggest win. Biggest win. What did I win?
Sanic.
I'm looking at my calendar. I guess Sonic. I can't think of anything. No, I love that game, but it's so frustrating when I can't find where I'm supposed to go, and it's where it's in plain sight, and then I get more irritated. But yeah, that's the biggest lesson, though, is sometimes whatever you need is right in front of you. You don't gotta look so hard. I spent an hour playing Sonic trying to find the Chaos Emerald because you're supposed to go to one island to the next, and I was like, but where's the path to get to the next island? And I searched the whole map, and I'm like, I'm gonna cry, I can't find it. And then I just went to the beginning where I started, and I was like, no way, it was here all this time.
How's it feel just running endlessly, like in the open world?
God. It's amazing. It's like, because then they don't tell you where to go. They're like, you just go. I'm just like, I don't know where to go.
This is the Sonic game I wanted.
Oh, you wanted
when
open
I,
world Sonic.
When I first heard about Sonic Adventure 1 on the Dreamcast.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. The freedom. It was overwhelming at first. Like when you guys first play it, I don't know, because you guys got to play it. when you guys first play it, you're gonna be like, where did we go? And then you're gonna look at each other and be like, anywhere we wanna go.
And you see like a ghost of Sonic's past. It's like, yeah,
going for it. You're free.
Oh my god!
It's like Dark Souls. You just see like random like other souls.
It's really fun. It's exciting. But yeah, that's the lesson. Dark Souls. Just sometimes it's right in front of you. You don't gotta look so hard. What are you excited about this week? And definitely some more Sonic, because every time I end my playing Sonic for the day, I set myself up in a good place so I can just go right into it the next day. So I'm pretty excited what's coming up next. I can't even say. I'm pretty excited.
I always leave myself in a pickle and then come back and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, and then it's, you just feel great. You're like, it's just there. Excited for that. And then I could have sworn, what do I have this coming week? And that's it. Oh, Thanksgiving food. That's exciting. I'm excited about food. What did you complete last week? More of the reaction videos, slowly chipping away at the Facebook posts. Oh my gosh, those Facebook posts. I had to go back to two of them because Facebook was being weird. It wasn't loading the playlist section. So I have to go back and see if it'll do that. But now you guys saw it, right? It's all fancy, fancy schmancy.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah, and I was like, oh. You just, all right, whatever. It's the same thing now.
Not, it's not because it's meta now.
Oh.
they lost like $1 billion in the last couple of months. So,
it turned out well for them. Companies are firing everybody. So,
I saw that. Oh, no.
Yeah, but the only person I get that's firing people and I get why he's firing people is Elon Musk. I get it. Other than that, it's like, it's just a recession.
Bruh.
Okay. Tangent real quick. let's discuss. Okay.
With the ship, because he doesn't know how to drive it. Like, he
doesn't know how to do anything.
He survived like for 15 years, making zero profit, literally losing money every day. The guy sunk it in a week. He's fucking useless. That's when you realize he, like, his money comes from inheritance, like from their parents that have like emerald mines, and not much else. Like, he's not worth like $150
Give me an example of someone who was rich, and before he like we knew he was like a billionaire and shit like that, like Elon, like somebody that you would say, oh, dude's rich, but he's smart, so it doesn't matter about the money. Because no matter how you look at it, any person who was rich before they became a CEO or bought companies or whatever, you're going to look at it and say he's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, and that's why capitalism doesn't work, because like meritocracy is a myth. You don't get equal pay because you do equal
Nobody
work.
Nobody gets anything equal.
Yeah, and that's why I say, like, this guy doesn't deserve the place he's taking. And that's why, okay, like, projects fall down.
No, but so far, like Twitter, like, is literally losing money. Like, has been for a while.
Yeah.
And there are literally 750 employees that make over $200,000 a month. Half of them don't do anything.
Just like in every business.
Yes. Yeah. Everybody.
Okay. So what's wrong with fire? Like, why is him firing half the staff, half the people he found that was useless, and
exactly
the people who were in charge who kept the useless staff?
The criteria
why was that
you
wrong?
Use the criteria you use to determine if someone is useful or useless can be subjective. Has to be objective, and when you take like when you take the reasoning for firing someone, the fact that they don't respect you as a person, that's like a business problem, because you're taking a personal problem to your business. Like you can't do that.
But
that's why Twitter servers are.
You realize like there's no
crumbling.
Such thing as like removing personal from business. Like personal usually is business with people. After a while, your money, your lifestyle, everything is tied towards your business.
Yeah.
So
if you have 150 billion and you can't separate those two things, like you shouldn't have 150 billion.
Why is someone who has 150 billion held to a higher standard? He's human. Just because he gained 150 billion does not make him smarter. It just makes him luckier.
Because he didn't earn it. That's why we are agreeing on basically everything.
Even if he didn't earn it, it's something he already has. Like, have you been put in a situation where you've had to fire someone?
No, but I mean, it's something that he already has. And it's something that he's losing because of his incapability of sustaining his success rate.
I think the way he's approaching this whole thing is that I get the part, like, cut the fat from like the people who aren't contributing, because that's a lot of dollars lost, and it's a good PR nightmare, but it does make sense in that sense. But he's doing it in a way where it's a
bull in a china shop.
Yeah, kind of way. He's just like, because there's a certain way, because he started, like, there's a whole class action lawsuit now. You're supposed to let employees know a certain amount of time before you let them go. This was sudden. So I agree, trim the fat, but also, it's like he's forgetting the human aspect of it. He's all business, but no human. If that makes sense, it's very hard, because when you if you get too chummy with your employees, that productivity can drop, and then sometimes when you're just all business, productivity might go up, but they might not be happy, and then you have other competitors out there like Facebook or Apple that are more than willing to give them more money to poach them off your team if they're not happy.
Yeah, and that's why the remaining ones that weren't fired, a lot of them quit because they didn't like the environment. So that's what I'm saying, like, he doesn't know how to run the business. He knows how to buy a business. That's not the same. Becoming CEO doesn't mean you're a successful CEO.
I'm not saying he's successful. I'm just saying I get it. I get why he fired, despite the insane amount, why he fired half his staff, why he fired the top people. Because, I'm sorry, you buy a business, okay? You start making changes. Okay, it's your right. You literally bought the business. So why would your CEO or CFO just text you and say, oh, hey, can you please stop with the whole antics thing? You're freaking people out. I mean, what if that's the point? I mean, even if they bring a class action lawsuit against him, what if that's just him saying, okay, I've calculated the whole thing, I'm okay with it.
And he's okay with it. Yeah, I agree. Like, in terms of, again, business, it makes sense. You want to, he's taking it, he's trying to flip it for profit because he probably paid for it more than he should have. And then, but going back to, there's like the business part of it and there's the culture part of it. And his culture is very intense for a lot of people, not very conducive for work-life balance for people who value that. And he's imposing what I'm against, which is like assuming that your employees give a shit about the company at the same level you do. So
it's okay. If you work in Twitter, that means if you're a software engineer or whatever your job is, you've reached literally the highest point of your career. You're in one of the like the largest, most creative places in the world. So, and you're literally making like $200,000 a month. That's a lot of money. Even in America, that's a lot of money. So why is it so hard for him to expect a lot from his employees? I'm sorry, you're not working like in a small business. Because you're not working in a small business or like if you want a work-life balance, that's great and everything. But after a certain point, after a certain amount of money, no.
Well, this is why
if the company's not okay with you, go to another company.
It's like people in Japan end up
file a class.
They're overworked.
Huh?
People in Japan end up killing themselves because they're overworked all the fucking time and there's no way out of it because they're in debt, because they're poor, or it's just what's expected of them culturally. So what they do is they either try to disappear and like fake their own deaths or just die.
Yeah.
They will literally kill.
And this and is also what, like
you're talking about black companies in Japan, right?
Any company in Japan.
Any company in Japan.
Any company. Yeah, thought, employees have killed themselves at any level.
I want to well, make Japan a little side note. Though. Let's remember, nobody can work enough to become a billionaire on its own. So everybody who's a billionaire is exploiting people. For example, our friend Jeff Bezos, who fucking kills people in the factories.
Ah, let's listen.
Yeah, like behavior like that, personalities like that, should not have that amount of power because they don't know how to control it. And they don't know how to use it for something that's productive. That's why when Elon Musk, like a year or 2 years ago, offered his help to the miners in Chile, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like a rescue. It was a propaganda. Like he wanted to help only if he could use his vehicles with his people, with his method, with his publicity, with his everything. And when you're in that point, you're like you're thinking through the money and not like a person or a CEO or a boss or a leader or whatever. And that's fucking dangerous because you have way too much power to be thinking like that, I think. That would literally...
I'm not saying you're wrong, Camilo. I'm not saying you're wrong, but it will, like when someone like... Say you opened a business, okay? You make... say $300,000 a month. A mistake costs you $100,000. A mistake costs you $50,000. That's something on a smaller scale, something you can deal with. The dude, when he makes a mistake, his stock plummets $1 billion, $2 billion, $3 billion. It's still a lot of money. Look at Mark Zuckerberg. The dude, yeah. The dude literally announced Meta. Meta's now down like $1 billion.
Yeah.
In revenue. He hasn't seen it. Like the people who have invested in Meta have not seen any returns. If anything, they've literally been crippled by it.
But there you
I'm not saying
deeper discussion.
I'm saying yes, he's thinking through the money because he has to. Like I'm sorry, but like there have been way too many successes for him to be just a rich spoiled brat who just like everything worked out by accident.
For are you talking about Elon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's clear that it was working by accident because the moment he had to take a stance, he sank the ship of Twitter. Like
Okay, let's start wrapping up because so I think
Rose. Sorry.
what are you working on? But yeah, like just to add to that, like real quick, like to, I mean, Elon, he did create PayPal. He did create the first solar thing, and then he created SpaceX, and then he does have a very strong resume in building companies and in spaces he's familiar with, albeit he might have had a cash already. But it's also like you also give people $1 million who win the lottery and fucking fuck up. There's that issue. It's not a matter of like having. It's not just having the resources, being resourceful with it. He just happened to have the knowledge to see a problem, a gap in the market, leverage it, provide so much value that so many people are willing to pay for it, which is what led to him to this point. I mean, Jeff Bezos is probably one of the rarest entrepreneurs, like albeit like everything. There's a lot of opinions about him, but he provided so much value because he simplified everyone's life in terms of ordering. It's like being an entrepreneur is like you find the gap. How do you make someone's life better? Which originally was books. Then he figured it out. How do we make everyone's life better? And how can I also make, albeit capitalism in that sense, like that's where it gets tricky because now you're trying to, there's everything you're trying to pay. How do you make profit? Whatever, yada, yada, yada. But the thing is like Jeff Bezos, his Amazon salary is still 30,000. It's all the capital gains he's getting from investments. They're all getting money from the investments, not necessarily from their companies. So anyway,
Rosie, wrap it up.
Yeah.
Anyways, sorry, since that was just so rudely interrupted about this conversation, we were talking about me, but like y'all made about a billionaire. No, I'm just kidding.
You're a billionaire.
I don't get paid.
Loop.
I was just listening because I was like, this is not my topic. I know nothing. Just sink and listen and just smile and wave, boys.
Just smile and wave.
Anyways, what did you complete last week? Or what am I working on? I don't even know where I left off. What am I working on?
Yeah.
Reacting stuff, Facebook stuff. Facebook's a trigger word. I shouldn't say anything. The book of face. The book of face. It's gonna spark up another conversation.
I don't remember that in the Bible. The book of face.
I've been a Catholic for 12 years. What is that?
What chapter and verses?
I don't know. I don't have no comeback after that. What's getting in the way of completing your task? Well, it was this whole conversation about Elon Musk and about Jeff Bezos. Money this, capitalism that. So I was just like, okay, all right, okay. nothing, actually, just Sonic is going to get in the way. But it's okay, because I timed myself, so I'm responsible.
Oh.
I'm responsible, boss. Okay, you hear that? Okay.
Don't inspire me to lay off the whole team.
If that's not me, I'm okay.
That's not me.
I'm okay. Team,
but okay. I'm not.
If someone asks to be your apprentice, learn all you know, what would you teach them? Not the obvious answer of the dance. Nah. I think I'll be pretty dang good at it. It's not Sonic related. I know you guys were thinking of it. A little curveball. I think I'm pretty good at if someone came up to me and be like, hey, like, I want to start watching anime, but I don't know where to start. Can you help me? And I'll be like, come here. And then that's when you figure out, I'm like, what do you like? Are you more, what do you genuinely like watching? If you like romance stuff, I'm like, I got your list. If you like action, then I got your list. And then I ask them how long they can watch shows. I'm like, okay, I can work with this. Like,
encyclopedia.
One Piece has everything.
One Piece, literally everything. It'll be like, if you don't want to have a life anymore, One Piece it is. Like,
if you
want to
shake one pace,
like a nice little there. If you want something short but sweet, romantic, fruits basket. Just here, just little fruits basket. You want the original? Here you go. You want the new stuff? There you go.
Okay.
I like that. Yeah.
Okay. Who's next? Camilo.
Okay. What am I grateful for? I survived like a pretty depleted of energy week. My biggest win, I got the Logitech G502X Plus, that's the whole fucking name, on a really like sweet deal with like 70% off on AliExpress. So now I have to wait a fucking month, but like it was a third part of the price. Another bigger win. I designed a new case for another keyboard, like in record time this morning, and it's looking like pretty cool. Biggest lesson. I don't think I learned shit. I've learned something like just now. I was not born to be a millionaire or a billionaire or whatever. That it doesn't fit in my life schedule. I think it's very fucking boring and inhumanizing for everyone. What am I excited about this week? I'm doing a lot of investigation for my thesis, and also I'm getting new materials for the CNC and prototyping some stuff. What did I complete last week? Let me check. I've completed. Shit. Sorry. it logged out. Last week, a couple reactions and some content for Perfect White Smile and the trial video for acquisition. What am I working on? I have two videos for Perfect White Smile assigned, and not much else because I have like two like ghost tasks for BTS run.
Oh no, you don't have to do that one. That's already done. I'm just uploading that folder for. So whenever you see a folder that has nothing in it, it's probably because I edited it already. I just need a folder to hold the thumbnails.
Yeah, that's weird because I get a lot of notifications for tasks you assign to other users and like everything you do.
Oh, it's probably because I don't remove you as part of it. when it assigns you and I assign it to someone else, it keeps you as part of that conversation.
Oh, okay. What's getting in the way? I don't think anything. But if you could send me the pending hours, it would be great because I think I got like a sweet deal on a 3080.
Oh.
Yeah, and GPUs are fucking expensive here. And yeah, I've got it like, again, 20-30% off used, but they take my 3060 as part of the payment. So it's, I don't know, it's comfy to resell that way.
Yeah. Okay. Oh yeah. It's going to take some time to transfer. So
don't worry. Yeah. That's like that will be my real pick of the week, I think.
Okay.
I don't know what the fuck can I teach someone. I can think that I can teach them to overthink and then overthink about overthinking and then like have anxiety because they can't stop overthinking.
You're literally doing it right now, Camilo, but out loud.
That's my superpower, by the way. I don't know.
It's my secret cap. I'm always overthinking.
Yeah. I think I would be a good like career choice guidance because I've done so many hobbies and activities and sports and shit like that I know. I think I have like pretty useful advice for young people. Hope so.
For young people.
For young people.
Yeah. Younger.
Just young people.
The youth. Okay.
Help the youth.
Last but not least, Max.
Ah, am I grateful for? I had a job interview today. That was it. biggest way, I guess I've now been like getting interviews after applying to jobs for like literally a month and a half or two now at this point. After like I was like, what the fuck, why not? Okay, anyway. Biggest lesson, I guess just keep fucking doing it.
volume and time, that's it. Just like strength training, volume and time.
Yeah. What am I excited about this week? Steak night.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm just excited to cook. what did I complete last week? Some copy for like reaction videos. I think I helped you out with the copy for the emails. The headline for acquisition, subtitles for the shorts. Am I working on what am I working on? The SVP stuff, because what's getting in the way of completing your tasks and what resources do I need? We lost power for 2 days.
Oh, that's right. We were
y'all saw the saga in our story.
Yeah, we were out of power for 57 hours.
Holy fuck.
I counted.
Yeah. So we it was very hard to get any work done.
Yeah. Like we were able, like Lauren let us stay at her place, but like we would get there so late we just wanted to sleep.
Yeah.
It's just like it,
welcome to third world.
Why was it out?
I am from the third world.
The mainland.
Right, Bernie.
The mainland. For the
okay,
for
so I'm just talking to
me.
Why are you looking at me like that? I did not say anything wrong this time.
Okay, yeah. If someone asked to be your apprentice and learn all that you know, what do I know? What would you teach them? What do I know? I would basically just teach them how to get into literally everything. It's like, oh, you like that thing? Do it. I would just stand there and like just say, do it. You want to do it? Yeah, do it. You want to try it? Fucking do it. And it's like, do you want to try something else? Go fucking do it. I encourage trying everything and not being an expert in everything, but just being mildly good at something.
Just do it.
Jack of all trades.
Do it.
Yeah.
I would say cooking for you.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be cool. I see. I have that Google Drive still with all the
recipes. Oh my god, with my recipes.
I'm like, oh my gosh.
I forgot about that because I haven't used it in so long.
Yeah, she made a new dish.
Well, new to me.
This for dinner before we got hopped on here.
I made something for the first time today. I was like, because I couldn't decide what to make for dinner, and I texted my friend. I was like, hey, what do I make? He was like, what do you have? And I told him everything we had. He was like, do you have wine? I'm like, always. So I make kokoban.
Which is some chicken thing.
It's so chicken braised in wine.
Oof.
Yeah.
Nice.
I want that.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Rosie, send me the recipes. I'm looking for something new to cook.
Send them to you.
Yes, send them, please. I need new recipes.
You're going to be like, who? Nice little scroll.
I'm guessing none of them are diet friendly.
No.
So these are cheap meals. Okay.
They're good.
So, all right. So next Monday is the actual last Monday of the working year for us. And then the rest of the month, you may get a stuff assigned because I'll still be working, but I'll probably like not have you do it for obvious reasons. Yeah. So next week, I guess, as a drink to the year, we'll do a podcast kind of thing as a check-in. Yeah, goddamn. It's been another year already. So that's it. After that, technically, we'd be done that Friday. And then anything after that in December, like, I'll be working on it. Don't do shit. You do that. Let me enjoy my drug of working.
Can I still chip away at the Facebook stuff?
Yeah, go ahead. At that point, like, if you like at that point, because we're not gonna have any meetings throughout December, we're not gonna like. I mean, if you want, we can hang out on Discord and watch a movie.
Yeah.
So, yes. So hold on, I got a fart. Okay.
You're welcome.
But yeah, we can do that. But like in terms of work, it's up to you. If you want to do things, you can message me. So like if you want to work on something, but I'm going to be continuing to work on stuff. But other than that, just enjoy the rest of the month off. Because I just think, I don't know, especially here in the States, not implemented. Like the whole like taking a month off or like entire, like, yeah, of just being a human. So, but yeah.
We didn't do that yet.
So yeah, because we definitely have a very workaholic culture, like hence me still working, but like but it's also but still it's like
literally the representation.
It's like you guys rest. I'll carry on. I'll fight for us.
Oh gosh.
I'm a guy.
But yeah, take that off. Let's enjoy our last meeting next week. So yeah, have a great rest of the week. Appreciate you guys, and I'll talk to you soon.
Fare thee well.
Bye.
Bye.